have to sell me religion either. I was at one time a deacon in the church, and I still believe in God, but I guess he doesn't believe much in me. Then Dr. Bob said, "Well, Bill, maybe you'll feel better tomorrow. Wouldn't you like to see us again?" "Sure I would," replied Bill. "Maybe it won't do any good, but I'd like to see you both anyhow. You certainly know what you're talking about." Looking in later, we found Bill with his wife, Henrietta. Eagerly, he pointed to us, saying, "These are the fellows I told you about. They are the ones who understand." Bill then related how he had lain awake nearly all night. Down in the pit of his depression, new hope had somehow been born. The thought flashed through his mind, "If they can do it, I can do it." Over and over, he said this to himself. Finally, out of his hope, there burst conviction. Now he was sure. Then came a great joy. At length, peace stole over him, and he slept. Before our visit was over, Bill suddenly turned to his wife and said, "Go fetch my clothes, dear. We're going to get up and get out of here." Bill D. walked out of that hospital a free man, never to drink again. AA's number one group dates from that very day. Bill D. now continues his story. "It was in the next 2 or 3 days after I had first met Doc and Bill that I finally came to a decision to turn my will over to God and to go along with this program the best that I could. Their talk and action had instilled in me a certain amount of confidence, although I was not too absolutely certain. I wasn't afraid that the program wouldn't work, but I still was doubtful whether I would be able to hang on to the program. But I did come to the conclusion that I was willing to put everything I had into it, with God's power, and that I wanted to do just that. As soon as I had done that, I did feel a great release. I knew that